Parshas Noach, Eli told us Noach ish tzaddik, tamim hayo b'dorosov, es Elokim hishalech Noach. So obviously the word Noach appears twice. Eli told us Noach. He could have just said Eli told us Noach ish tzaddik tamim. And if you take a look in the Balaturim, he finds a Rebbe's in this Pasuk, Es Elokim Es Alech Noach, with the Sofei Tevos of the words Elokim His Alech Noach, which is Mem, Chaf, and Ches. Mem, Chaf, and Ches, if you rearrange it, becomes Chacham. So what does it mean that the Torah hints at the fact that Noah could be described not only as an Ish Tzadik Tamim, but also as a Chacham? Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches, in the name of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Af Al Noach Nechtach Gzar Din. Noach himself was included in the original divine decree, El shemotza chen b'enei Hashem shenemar nichamti ki asisim v'noach motza chen b'enei Hashem. So the Mepharshim are very puzzled by this. The Torah testifies about Noach, ish tzaddik tamim hayo v'dorosov. Why would he be included in the Gzar Din, that he should be part of the Mabul and destroyed? And furthermore, even if I assume that Noach was included in the Gzar Din because of whatever, let's say, blemish or imperfection he had, how is he Motza Chen B'nei Hashem, and that would save him from the Gzar Din? We have a principle, Asher lo yisa ponim v'lo yikach shochad, at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. So what is Metzius Chen, and how isn't that a shochad if he was really deserving of death? The Arachayim HaKadosh at the end of Parshas Bereishis really addresses these two questions, if not directly, indirectly. And he says that even though it's true that Noach was a tzaddik tamim, but nevertheless his tzidkus, his saintliness, would not be enough to undermine and disqualify the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel decided to change his mind about the creation of man and decided to destroy the entire world. Nevertheless, Zocha Noach, the reason why, says the Archaim, that Noach merited being saved is because he was Mekayim certain mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs have a certain school of power to it, an inherent, almost metaphysical power to generate Metzius Chen V'Eini Hashem. And once Noach was Motze Chen B'Ein Hashem, he found favor in the eyes of God, therefore God decided that he wouldn't destroy the entire world, but rather he would save Noach and his family and build a new world from them. And the Archaim's language is very clear. He says, Ki hagam shayat tzaddik lo tatzilenu tzidkaso ele b'chinas hachen sheheisig b'yemtzios b'chinas ha-mitzvos. So the last part of the Archaim here, the closure, is very ambiguous what he means by Gimel Odalid Mitzvos Yiduos. But what we do understand is that Noach was certainly included in the original Gzeirah, despite the fact that he was a tzaddik, that would not save him and spare him. But what did spare him, it's the Bechina of Chen, which he achieved through mitzvos. And here, the Archaim fails to reveal to us and identify which exact mitzvos have this skula, this inherent power, very unique complexion that it could be motzichei to generate Metzias Chen V'Eini Hashem. However, perhaps we can understand it based on the parasha of Eishes Chayil. And according to Chazal, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah. The Eishes Chayil is the Torah HaKadosha itself. And when the Pasuk says, lauding the Eishes Chayil as Hoysa Kaniel Socher Mimerchak Vatavi Lachma, what it means is that Direi Torah Anim B'mkom Ashim Makom Acher, and we're talking about the Torah itself, and after a great deal of work of Amelus and Yigiyah, we can begin to understand, if we look into various Sfarim of the holy books, that Noach Matzachem B'Eni Hashem B'Zchus Sheshomer Es HaShabbos, that in fact Noach's great mitzvah, which had the school of power of saving him from the decree, was in fact the Shabbos, the observance of the Shabbos itself. Let's begin with the Zohar that analyzes the name Noach and attaches to Noach the meaning of Shmira Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos, a person rests from all the work of the week, of all the malachos. And that's called Nach. In fact, the Zohar says, Nach lekabel yom haShabbos. And what it means is that there's some relationship between Noach and Shabbos. Noach is an allusion, a hint to the Shabbos itself. Noach himself observed the Shabbos, and that's why he's called Noach. He desists from all his malacha. That's the mitzvah of Shmiras Shabbos. And that mitzvah has a school of power to save Noach. And although it's true that according to the Zohar, the drasha comes b'derech remez, but from the Gemara it would seem, or at least from the midrashim as they're interpreted by our greats, Rav Hoseinu, that the name Noach is really connected to Shabbos, not just bechinam, you know, not just we shouldn't take it for, you know, take it lightly. But we should understand that Noach was zocher to be saved from the marble because of the schus of Kiyum Mitzvah Shabbos. The remez is the name Noach itself, Menucha Shabbos. And we'll see in the language of the Sfasemis that he writes, Isa Bezor HaKodesh Ki Noach Hu B'chinas HaShabbos Ki Bo Shavas Shehu Shoresh HaBriya Shemesiachid Mesiachdin Veshabbos Kodesh Lizdabek Veshoresh Achdus. That Shabbos represents the day in which there is an integration of the many into the one single whole, which is the root of all of creation, and that's the Shoresh of Achdus. And this is derived in the Gemara in Sanhedrin from Ben Noach Sheshabbos Chayv Misa, which is a very severe halacha derived from the pasuk in Parshas Noach. It says, "Lo yishbosu mechlal shatzolas Noach b'teva hoysa b'chinas Shabbos." So Noach is saved from the decree of the Mabel because of Shabbos. Noach has the schus of Shmirah Shabbos, and therefore he's called Noach. And the Gemara says that Ben Noach sheshavas chayv misa. And that's based on the pasuk v'yom v'laila lo yishbosu. That pasuk only refers to man after the marble. But as far as Noach, before the marble is concerned, for sure he was allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos. And not only that, as a result of the mitzvah, the schus of the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, he was saved from the marble. And in effect, he saved the entire universe with him, with his own salvation, because there was nothing left to the universe except what he could reproduce. So it all comes down to the fact that after the marvel, Noah continues to observe the Shabbos. He was misgayer. He accepted upon himself the responsibility of Torah mitzvahs. And lochalalov ha'isur shi'esh al ben Noach lishpos. Therefore, even though a ben Noach is not allowed to observe the Shabbos, in the case of Noach, there is a special license for Noach to observe the Shabbos. And this very lofty idea repeats itself in the words of the Sfas Emes elsewhere on interpreting the Mishnah Basorah Mamoros Nivra Olam. Why did God, the Mishnah in Avos Perkei, why did God have to utilize five different enunciations to create the Torah, to create the universe, I should say? He could have done it with one mimer. Let it be, let the entire universe come into existence. Elali paramin arashoim shema abdim is ha'olam shenivra v'yasar mamoros v'litein socher tov l'tzadikim shema kaim is ha'olam shenivra basar mamoros. So Sfas Emes explains that when the Mishnah in Avos asks the question, halo v'maimer echad yochel libaros, what the Mishnah has in mind is the Shabbos. Maimer Echad, the word Echad is a reference, an allusion to Shabbos, which is called Echad. Raza the Shabbos, says the Zohar, Ihi Shabbos dischadis beraza the Echad. It identifies itself and attaches itself to the secret of the One, which is the Achdus. And the Sfas Emes goes on to explain that the Dor HaMabul, the Rishoyim, caused the destruction, that brought about the destruction of the world, because they were pogam. They somehow undermined the Asorah Mamoros. But Noach, who on the contrary was Shomer Shabbos, he was able to keep the world going, keep it alive. The Maimar Echad, and that's what it means, that with one Maimar, which is the Maimer of Shabbos, because the Echad is a reference here to Shabbos, he, Noach, was able to keep the world afloat and prevent it from being totally destroyed at the time of the Mabul. So when it says, Eilid told us, Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim, etc., and Rashi says, Toldoseim shel tzaddikim maisim tovim, what it means is, Eilid told us, Noach, it means, what are the Maisim Tovim of Noach? Noach Milosha Menucha, that Noach observed the Shabbos. It means that, in a sense, all of Klal Yisrael are included in this one persona, this Noach, who observed the Shabbos. And in that context of one category of Noach with Klal Yisrael, Noach is allowed to and in enjoined to observe the Shabbos, and that Shabbos is basically the Echad that is going to save the world from total destruction, total annihilation. And when it says the word Bedorosa, if you're referring to Noach, it means Im Hadoros, meaning Noach together with all the generations will fulfill the Shabbos, observe the Shabbos. And Noach is going to be mechadesh a certain life force in the Bria, which is Bischus the Shabbos Kodesh. And it says here that Noach is Ish Tzadik Tamim. Tamim haya bein hatzadikim harishonim sheshomru Shabbos lifnei shenitna. And it means that even though the Shabbos as a mitzvah has not yet been given, that's going to happen later on at Har Sinai, but nevertheless, Noach was amongst those tzaddikim who observed the Shabbos even before the Shabbos was given. And again, quoting the Aruch Chaim, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara asa olam rak l'shisha yomim, k'mo shkasuv ki sheshes yom os Hashem es ha-shamayim v'esa oretz. So when it says ki b'sheshes yom os Hashem, it's sheshes yom, but not Shabbos. Now it could have said sheshes yomim. It didn't have to say b'sheshes yomim, but it means b'chol sheshes yom, b'chol Shabbos. Al yidei shmiras haShabbos, anu mechadshim habria. We are able to inject a life force into the Bria so that the Ilanvit of the world could continue to exist. So after the 6 days of Maaseh, we get to Shabbos, and that Shabbos is going to inject existence into the universe and project it for the next 6 days. So from the day of creation, there was never a moment, never a Shabbos, which was not observed by at least in the very barest minimum one tzaddik, who's the Yesod Olam, who's going to save the world from destruction. If a situation would arise in which absolutely no one on the face of the earth would observe the Shabbos, then the world would cease to exist. And you can find this in the Archaim's language. He writes, "Ulechol adas," you should know, "Kimiyom bro Elokim adam lo chasar olam dovra mame tzadik yisod olam shu shomer Shabbos ki adam shomer Shabbos." A man who is shomer Shabbos is able to keep the world going, and Adam HaRishon was shomer Shabbos. Afterwards, he says, was Shais, his son, who is a tzaddik gomer, and afterwards there were tzaddikim throughout every generation. Ukishezed nofel kvar ba Hashemesh shomer Shabbos. One person dies, then there's someone else who will replace him in this world and observe the Shabbos. Mr. Shelach, and he goes through all the Eser, Asar Doros, and then he gets to Noach, and he says after Noach, there's Avram, and never was the Shmir Shabbos terminated. It was never left out of Pascha, Shmir Shabbos Miklal Yisrael, and even in Mitzrayim, the people of Israel observe the Shabbos, so says the Orachayim HaKadosh, and you can take a look at it. It is in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel. And it's also in Shmos, Perek Chaf. Wow, so we see how important the Shabbos is. Now Noach was amongst the tzaddikim that had already observed the Shabbos way before Matan Torah, and they were Mekayim the Olam. They gave, each one of these tzaddikim gave existence to the world. And on every Shabbos is a Chidush HaOlam, which will now project for the 6 days of Maaser. And if this be the case, then we can understand what the Sfas Emes was trying to convey conceptually, that in the Dor HaMabul, the Rishonim lost the Asar Mamaros. And Noach was the only one who was Zoche to save himself and save the world, the Maimar Echad, as we said before, because he has the Shabbos. And as a result of Shmiras HaShabbos, the world continued to exist. And again, this happens every single week for the next 6 days. And every Shabbos, the world, as a result of the Shmir Shabbos of the Tzaddik, gets a life force to continue for the next week. That's the power of the Maimar Echad of Shabbos. Is Himshich Min HaShabbos Chiyus L'Sheshes Yemei HaChol. And the Shabbos is mechadish in the Bria another 6 days. It injects another 6 days of existence. And this is all based on the premise that Sheshes Yomim Os Hashem, meaning that God in his initial plan would have had it 6 days, and that would have been it. But the seventh day, which is now endowed with the Kedusha Shabbos, that's going to give the world, the universe, a life force that will last another week. And this goes on week after week. And that's called the Maimar Echad. Now, if this be the case, we begin to appreciate that Noach Motzachim Beni Hashem Bizchus Shmir Shabbos, and we saw in the Sfas Emes the power of the Shabbos. He goes on the Sfas Emes and he writes that B'Sefer Yitzira Himlich Arbamios Bechein Vitzar Bo Tzadik Ba'olam Yom Shvi B'Shana Pe Banefesh V'hainu shebiyom haShabbos miyuchad lios hanivroim malim chen lefonov. Zekiyum kol olam kirichsiv ayar olikim is kol shasavi nei tov miod. Uksiv b'medrash omer kadosh baruch hu lomi alavai shetia malach chen lefonai kol hayomim kishazu. Again, the language here of the Sfas Emes is quite challenging. That's an understatement. He's definitely talking about chen. He's definitely talking about tzedek. He's talking about the seventh Yom Shvi B'Shana, and then Peh B'Nefesh. So he's definitely putting the special, unique dimension of Shabbos into a broader context. Let's see if we can understand what he means. God created 7 days. And the seven letters, according to the Sefer Yetzirah, with which God created the world, were Beged Kafras. And according to that, the Shabbos, which is the seventh day, was created together with the letter Tav. That's the last letter, right? So Shabbos, which is Yom HaShvi, the last day of the week, was created with the letter Tav. So we have from the Beged Kaperes, we have the Tav. And if we take a look in Sefer Yetzirah, it says Himlich Os Tav Bechen V'tzar Bahem Tzedek Ba'olam Yom Shabbos B'Shana. In other words, the day of Shabbos was created with the letter Tav, and also the Midas Chen. So we have to understand the connection between the Midas Chen and Shabbos HaKodesh. The Medrash says, Vayar Elokim is called Shasavi Nei Tomod, Moshe Lemel, Shebona Paltin, Rosa the Arvalo, Omar, Paltin, Paltin, Halavai Tehei, Malas Chen Lefanei Bechol Eis. Kishem she'elisa chen lefanei b'shazu. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'olamo. Olami, olami. Halavai tehei malas chen lefanei bechol eis. Kishem she'elisa chen lefanei b'shazu. Let's see if we can summarize the Medrash in our own language. God sees everything He created, Tov Ma'od, and the Moshel of the Medrash is to a king that creates a palace, and he likes it. And whenever he goes in there, he feels uplifted, inspired by the beauty of the palace. And the Nimshal is that although the original feeling is that much more intense when he first beholds the palace and it's after it's created, but nevertheless, he's able to regenerate those great feelings of Haliyah Schet, even in the continuation, even in the subsequent period. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the universe, my universe, I want you to be Malas Schein Lefanai Becholes, just like now when I created you and I declared Vehine Tov Miod out of a sense of excitement. I should always be excited about the Bria. So the Sfas Emes explains that, what is this Medrash trying to tell you? After Kadosh Baruch Hu completed the creation of the world on the sixth day, he saw the world as it entered into the Shabbos. He saw Adam HaRishon observing the Shabbos, and discussed that Kiddush of Yom HaShabbos, Adam HaRishon was Motzi Chen Beinei Hashem. And Hashem declares, Olami, Olami, Halavai Shetehei Malas Chen Lefanai Bechol Eis Kishem Shalisa Chen Lefanai B'Shazu. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Klal Yisrael down the line will always continuously observe the Shabbos, and in that Tzchus, the world will find Chen B'Enei Hashem. And if we add a little bit of a twist to it, we could say that the reason why the Olam is Motzi Chen B'Enei Hashem in the Tzchus of the Shabbos is because, as the Archaim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to exist for 6 days. And when we observe the Shabbos, at least one person on the face of the earth, and Klal Yisrael for sure, what we are doing is we're giving a kiyum, an existence, a continuation to the world for another 6 days. And we begin to understand why the Olam was Matzah Chen Be'nei Hashem in the Schus of the Shabbos, because in the Schus of the Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recreate the world for another 6 days. And therefore God declares, Olami Ulami Alvai, when Klal Yisrael will observe the Shabbos, and that's going to be continuous, non-stop, throughout the entire history of man. And then, what? As a result, the world itself will find chen in the Eini HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be mechadish the Bria for another 6 days. And now we understand, how is it that Noach was Matzei Chen B'Eini Hashem? After all, the Aruch Haim says that Noach, although he was a tzaddik, he was also included in the original gzeira to be destroyed. But he was amongst the tzaddik with Shomer HaShabbos in order that the world should continue to exist. And that must mean that he was Motzei Chen B'Eini Hashem in the schus of that of his Shmir Shabbos. Because as we saw in the Sfas Emes, the Shabbos is a great skula that the world should be Motzei Chen B'Eini Hashem, and God will be Mechadish the Bria, as He does weekly after the 6 days of Maaseh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now in that schus is going to save Noach from the Mabul, so that the world could continue to exist. And this concept that the world continues to exist because of the Shabbos seems to reflect it in a sefer called Imre Noam, which is quoted here in the Shvilei Pinchas, and you'll see it on the bottom of page 2 in the middle column on the Pasuk Tzohar Tasela Teva Yadua Denoach Merames Al Shabbos Al Derech HaKatuv Vayonach V'Yom HaShvi V'Gam Ki Isa B'Sefer Yitzira Dehimlich Os Tof Bechein Ubarabo Shabbos, Vahu Bechinas Venoch Matzachain, Vizel Yesh Lerames, Tsoar Tasel Teva, Ki Tsoar Im Teva Ole Shabbos. So if you add the Gemachi of Teva without a Yud, and the Zohar, and the Gemachi of Tsoar, you end up with the same Gemachi as Shabbos. And we see that Noach was Matzachain in the schus of the Shmir Shabbos. And as we saw in the Sefer Yetzira, the world of Shabbos, that entity of Shabbos, was created with a Tuf and with the Midah of Chain. And Tsoar and Teva together form the Gemachi of Shabbos. What's the connection between Shabbos and Midas Chain? But let's add what we saw in the Sfas Emes, that in the Schus of the Shabbos, the entire world was Motzei Chen B'Eini Hashem, to be Mechadish the world again and again, and it's all because of Noach, who observed the Shabbos. And the Pasuk says, Eli told us Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayov Dorosov. And why does it say Noach, Noach twice? The answer is that according to the Zohar, the name Noach is a remez for Shabbos, which is Yom Menucha. Told us Noach is a remez to the Shesh Yisimei HaChol, which are told us Noach. They are a child, a product of Noach, because they get their chiyus from the Shabbos, which is called Noach. As we saw in the Zohar, called Berchon Deli'elo V'tato B'yom Yishviyosa Talion. Everything depends upon the seventh day. All the brachas that keep the world going depend upon Shabbos. And therefore it says, Vayara Hashem ki rabba ro'as ha'odom ba'aretz v'chol yetze machshavos libo rak ram chol ayom v'yonochem Hashem ki osas ha'odom ba'aretz v'yis atzev el libo. And it means that the Rishonim basically destroy the entire world. And Vayom Hashem Emche es ha'odom asher barasi mi'al p'nei adoma me'odom ad beheiman remes v'ad of ha'shamayim ki nichamti ki asisim. And And the pasuk adds, "V'noach matzah chen b'ani Hashem," meaning that he was Shomer Shabbos, which is created with chen. And as a result, the entire world found chen, found favor in the eyes of Hashem to be makayim the world and give it chiyus. And how do we keep the world going? It's in the schus of Shabbos, starting with Noach. Elu told us Noach shehimshich Kodesh Baruch Hu chiyus chadasha, that God was machadish a new life for us. Mishabbos l'sheishes hayomim imeachol shebevchinas told us Noach. So it's Noach ish tzaddik tamim ayobidorosav. And it means that he was Shomer Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the Mabul, and from him, meaning Noach, Hashem is going to recreate a new world. And we begin to understand the Baal HaTurim, Es Elokim Hishalech Noach, that the Sofei Tevos form the word Chacham. And the Mishnah tells us that Ezu Chacham Aroa Es HaNolad. It's also Gemara and Talmud that was learned recently. In other words, Noach is Motzachem Beni Hashem through Shmir Shabbos because he's the Chacham Aroes HaNolad. He understood with his Chachma that the 6 days of Chol are created by the Shabbos. That's the Tolus Noach, Noach meaning Shabbos. And therefore we need to observe the Shabbos in order to be Mechadish the Bria and Laholich es sheshes yemos hachol. Eli told us Noach, Nolad. What does it mean? Told us was Noldu sheshes yomim yemei hachol min haShabbos. The Shabbos gives birth to 6 days of chol, and those are called the told us Noach. And all this is b'schus Noach ish tzaddik tamim ayom b'dorosav, that he was mechadish the world because of his Shmir Shabbos, and it could exist another Sheshes Yomim. And the Sofei Tevos of Es Elokim Hishalech, Hishalech Noach, Ar Chacham, because he was the Chacham Ros, and know that he understood, perceiving the future, that there are 6 days of Masa which are created in this world only Bizchus the Shmira of Shabbos. And perhaps this opens up a little bit of a window of opportunity to get a little deeper picture into the Teva of Noach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to save Noach in a Teva, together with his family, that would not drown, would not be brought down by the Me'am Mabul. They would enter into the Teva. And the reason is because the Teva of Noach itself is a remez to the Shabbos. Sohar, together with Teva, is the gematria of Shabbos. And as we explained in the schus of the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, Noach was able to save the world from destruction, and therefore he was zocha to be saved in the Teva of Noach, which is a remez to the day of Shabbos. Now, we have a klal that all of the mitzvahs are eternal, and they apply in every location and every time for every Jew in the entire history. And we have to understand that Shmiras Shabbos Kodesh, which is the Bechina of Tevas Noach, that every single Jew who wants to be saved from the Me'am Mabul, which is trying to inundate the entire world during the 6 days of Chol, the first 6 days, so the Eitzah is to enter into the Tevas Noach, which is the Kedusha Shabbos. That's Tzofa Mala Mala Me'al Pnei Hamayim Hazidonim Shal Yemos Achol. And from there to be Zocha, to stretch, to expand the Kedusha of Shabbos over and let it spill over to the 6 days of Chol, so that we will able to be Mekadesh and be Mekayim the Kedushoso, not to be drowned and inundated by the water, the Mayim Hazidonim of Yemos Achama. And we saw that Soar and Teva is the gematria of Shabbos. And Shabbos, therefore Soar and Teva, is the Teva of Noach. And if during the days of Chol, when a person is Oseik b'molacha, and he tries to support his family, he might be so shakua, he might be so inundated by his involvement, by his almost 24/7 obsession in bringing in the funds in order to support his family. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a great gift, and that is Shabbos, to tell man that he has to be poresh, he has to desist from any of the melachos of this world, and he has to be sanctified by the Kedusha Shabbos, as the Pasuk says in Yisro, Zechor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Sheshis Yomim Tavod, V'yasisa Kol Melachtech V'yom HaShvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, Lo Saseh Kol Melacha. We are mamshich the Kedusha Shabbos. We expand the Kedusha Shabbos for the 6 days of Chol that follow the Shabbos in order not to drown and perish in the Mayim Azidonim Shel Teva, because the Teva is going to derail us. But we have the Kedusha Shabbos, and that's going to spill over during the 6 days of Masa. And in the words of the Sfas Emes, V'Shabbos Kodesh Kmo Tevas Noach Shebimos HaChol Torud Kol Echad V'Iske Olam Azed, during the days of the week a person is so preoccupied with all sorts of material pursuits, of V'Shabbos Kodesh Yesh Mokom L'Bnei Yisrael L'Vroach, we can run away, it's a refuge, L'Niach Kol Zed, to leave this world and enter into the Shabbos without the Esek B'Melocha, L'Stofev Tachas Tzel Kanfei Ashkina. And within the Shabbos will be protected. The Shabbos forms a protection around us. V'hi prisas sukas shalom. This is the sukkah of shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds Klal Yisrael with. Kemoshe hu nistar noach b'teva, just like Noach was protected and surrounded by the teva, hu bitul l'shorash achiyus shekol olam charev, v'yitzorech l'kabel chiyus chadosha mishoresh achayim v'chayim b'chol Shabbos Kodesh. That if the shoresh of life, of existence, was removed, was mispatel, then the entire world is charev, is desolate. And now the world, in order to continue to exist, needs a chiyus chadosha from the source of life, and that's what's going to happen every Shabbos Kodesh, to give life and existence to the entire world. And perhaps that's what David HaMelech means in Tehillim when he says, Lue Hashem shahayu lanu bekum aleinu adam azay chayim blaunu b'charus efes b'no apom b'no b'charus apom b'no v'azay amayim shtafunu nachlo over al nafshenu oz over al nafshenu amayim azidonim. It means that all the challenges, the nisyonos, that a person experiences, that pass over a person and encounters him within this world, they are called mayim zidonim, and they are very dangerous waters that could bring you down and could drown someone if he doesn't know how to navigate and keep his head above water. And that's why Dan Hagas HaOlam is called Toar, Teva, Meloshen Tviya. Tviya means to drown, as the Rabbeinu Bachai says in his Hakdoma to Masai, Ki l'kach nikra Teva b'shem hazeh, Ki yitba ha'odom b'yomni mitzuloso, v'yered l'ber shachas, im lo yizor bo, if he's not careful, the teva is going to drag him down. He's going to drown. Kemosha bobim etzulos yam, like a creature that's captured in the yam, like the fish, the nets. Vloyoda loshut v'tovea, and man doesn't know how to survive. He doesn't know how to swim and stay above water. He's there for the Gemara says in Kiddushin that one of the things that a father has to teach his son is Lohushito b'mayim. Rashi says Shema Yifrosh b'svino v'titoba v'yistakin emeinu yodeh loshut. This is all a remez that a person has to teach his son how to face the challenges of darkei chayim, of life, that he shouldn't be drowning in the water, the mayim hazidonim of teva, chas v'shalom. And now we have learned clearly that it's the Shabbos Kodesh, which is the bechina of tevas noach, that's going to save us from tevia, from drowning in the mei mabel of yemos hachol, of the teva of yemos hachol. There's beautiful imagery here, which, just like the teva saves us, the teva now, as an allusion to Shabbos, the Shabbos too will save a person, because otherwise he is out there in the stormy sea of the Yemos HaChol, and he might just, Chas V'Shalom, drown. Teva, Miloshon Latvia, or Tvia, meaning to drown. So when a person is totally dedicated to Teva, life of Teva, and he doesn't have that one day of the week of Shabbos, then he's going to drown, Chas V'Shalom, Yitba HaOdom. Man will drown with all this pressure and of teva. And the answer to this is the Shabbos. Okay, we got halfway through our discussion for today, but this is the beauty of Shabbos, and we'll try to pick it up before Shabbos if we can. And I'll thank you, and everyone should have a great week, a great Parshas Noach.